Please stand by. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Managing Information Technology for Compliance. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. This teleconference will focus on two key components of IT compliance, security management and software asset management. The teleconference will be hosted by Mike Zelli, Marketing Manager, IBM Tivoli License Compliance Manager, and Tim Niccolo, Vanguard Integrity Professionals. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to our first speaker, Mike Zelli. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Hello, and welcome to today's teleconference on managing IT for compliance. Today, Tim Niccolo of Vanguard Integrity Professionals and myself, Mike Zelli of Tivoli, will be discussing IT compliance from two perspectives. Tim from a security management perspective and myself from a software asset management perspective. To guide today's presentation, we have a slide deck put together called Managing Information Technology for Compliance. Moving on to slide 3, we have the agenda. I will be spending a few minutes discussing Tivoli's IT service management background and overview to give context to our discussions today. Tim will follow with a security management perspective of compliance and how Vanguard solutions help in this area. I will return and provide some information on software asset management from a compliance perspective and how Tivoli solutions help you manage compliance. And then finally, we'll have a Q&A session. We can provide answers to some of your questions. Moving on to slide 4, IT organizations are under tremendous pressure. You must deal daily with change issues that your external customers and your internal customers require, workloads, service levels, and so on. You must deal with compliance, which we're going to be talking about in detail today. You must deal with complexity, all sorts of computer environments, software environments, network environments, and are growing more complex every day. And finally, you must deal with this in an area of managing cost and keeping budgets under control. And what's going on today is that most IT budgets are being spent on maintaining current infrastructure, and worse yet, this effort is expanding and crowding out the ability to spend money and resources on implementing new projects that your organization requires to manage change and complexity. Now, to help manage these changes and these challenges across all your environments, Tivoli has adopted an IT service management strategy. This IT service management strategy is based upon ITIL, or IT Infrastructure Library. ITIL is a set of standards at a very high level. Tivoli's IT service management strategy is to help convert this high-level sets of standards and best practices into reality. If you move on to the next slide, slide 5, is a description or graphical representation of Tivoli's IT service management strategy. And in particular, on the left-hand side, you will see a small graphic relating to the various hierarchy of this IT service management strategy and the overall background perspective are best practices represented by the IT Infrastructure Library, or ITIL. At the top level, Tivoli is putting together IT process management products that help you manage the process of IT service management. At the middle level, Tivoli is developing the Change and Configuration Management Database, a federated structure to help you integrate all these products and information to help you manage your environment. And at the foundation level are IT operational management products that are designed to help you with your daily activities. Today, we're going to be talking about a set of products on the software asset management side, represented by Tivoli License Manager, Tivoli Compliance Manager, and so on, under the business application management side. And on the security management side, we'll be talking about Vanguard's products and how they can help you manage compliance in your organization. Tim Niccolo will now discuss compliance from a security perspective. Tim?
Thank you, Mike. Today we have three topics to discuss regarding managing regulatory compliance requirements. We're now on slide 6. We'll start by talking about the business issues surrounding regulatory compliance, how they are impacting information security process and best practice. Briefly talk about some of the high-level requirements introduced by HIPAA and SOX as examples, and then some of the issues that are stifling information security progress. Our second topic will go into how Vanguard's products can help you manage to your unique regulatory compliance requirements. Please advance to slide 7. The primary business issues that relate to regulatory compliance is the requirement to demonstrate that security policies are implemented and enforced properly. It can mean the difference between passing or failing an internal or external audit. And of course, we all know failing audits can result or do result in unplanned and costly remediation expenses. And in worst case, further sanctions or fines or legal actions can be taken against the company or its officers. Fortunately or not, most of the requirements for corporate governance and regulatory compliance fall squarely in the IT organization. Proper implementation of information security policies, as well as the development of compliance and reporting procedures, gives management the confidence to assert that their financial statements are proper. While this burden falls on many departments within IT organization, the information security function bears much of the responsibility to implement a repeatable and sustainable process. Please advance to slide 8. We all know the myriad of regulations that now face us, and in some cases these regulations are a result of Congress determining that progress was not being made by the, let's call them, self-regulation efforts of an industry. And yet others are regulations that were imposed by the credit card industry, for example, with the PCI standard, is an effort to self-regulate. But whatever the case is, the regulations that we now face generally fall on an IT compliance initiative to implement them into best practice. And all of these regulations increase the burden on companies, the audit personnel as well, to have common requirements. Please advance to slide 9. HIPAA, for example, has a number of high-level requirements that it calls for. It calls for you to conduct an assessment of electronic protection healthcare information, implement security measures to reduce risk and vulnerability, implement procedures to regularly review IS activities, i.e. reporting, implement procedures to determine that access is appropriate. That has led to many of the initiatives today that we refer to as role-based provisioning. Implement provisions for granting appropriate access, and implement provisions to deter malicious software. Moving on, further requirements on slide 10, implement procedures to monitor system entry attempts, identify and respond to suspicious or known security incidences, implement software to record and examine access to information. Moving on to slide 11, unlike HIPAA, SOX introduced something that was somewhat unique, and that is the idea that you must assess the effectiveness of your internal controls. Internal controls over financial reporting. Management is responsible for establishing the internal controls and is responsible for maintaining these controls. Annually, you're required to report on the effectiveness of your internal controls, and the auditors must attest to the validity of the reports. All of these requirements introduced a new concept of making what we used to call IT controls a subject of outside audit. If you condense down the regulatory requirements, they come in a broad common criteria as defined on slide 12. You have to implement a security management framework. You have to conduct annual assessments of IT internal controls. Provide effective security administration methods and procedures. Provide security event monitoring to identify security breaches. And provide effective intrusion management to avoid those security breaches. What all this comes down to on slide 13 is that information security compliance issues increase the burden associated with security management personnel. You have more compliance requirements with the same number of people. SOX introduced the idea of IT controls that are audit points. Upper management now has fiduciary responsibility for accurate financial reporting. Upper management still looking at having a cost-effective operation. Auditors come in and generate very, very time-consuming requests during their discovery efforts. Extra workload, no extra people. And new compliance requirements call for continuous monitoring of your IT controls. So essentially, we have more to do with fewer people. And you'll see the effect is daily security administration, the activities associated with adding users, changing passwords, changing access to critical applications for those users, is taking an inordinate amount of time away from the activities to be proactive in your security management. So auditing and analysis, remediation, and policy enforcement are getting pushed in the background. Advancing to slide 14, we will now begin discussing how Vanguard Security Solution Suite helps you address these challenges. On slide 15, we'll see Vanguard Security Solution is now available from IBM that helps you strengthen your service management strategy with effective security administration and compliance management solutions A complete security management solution provides security administration, integrity auditing, and intrusion detection and management. It helps you address the most stringent security rules and regulations and reduces the complexity of RACF security administration and enforces best practice. The Administrator and Security Center from Vanguard simplifies the knowledge and effort needed to administer security on the mainframe. That in turn helps avoid user errors, which might go undetected and facilitate intrusion. The Enforcer, Analyzer, and Advisor products help enforce security policy and detect as well as document compliance problems. In doing so, they can simplify operational complexity and provide the foundation for a repeatable security process. Advancing to slide 16, the Security Center product is a graphical user interface to RACF that supports drag-and-drop and point-and-click functionality needed to perform routine security administration. It allows users less familiar with ZOS and RACF to perform daily security tasks. Customers experience a dramatic improvement in their responsiveness to daily security changes. Departmental resources are able to establish their own security priorities and service levels. The centralized security office is able to redistribute their workload and direct their efforts to oversight and control important compliance issues. In short, they were able to make the central security office more strategic. Training costs and time are reduced, making administration productive and faster. Human errors are eliminated or reduced, which, if undetected, can create security vulnerabilities. With Vanguard Administrator on slide 17, Administrator is the advanced RACF administrative solution for the central security office. Used by both a security administrator and a security analyst, the administrator has powerful features for performing daily user administration, mass or bulk security operations, and advanced security analysis and data mining. Administrators have powerful features for routine security administration, such as cloning users, deleting or removing users from groups or security rules, while maintaining the integrity of the RACF database. And, of course, transferring users to move from one department to another and making sure that their privileges and access rights are dealt with accordingly. Vanguard Administrator also gives the security analyst the tools needed to perform oversight functions for security administration. The Advisor product makes collecting and analyzing security events from the SMF transaction log easy without having to learn a complex reporting language. Now we are on slide 18. Advisor manages summary, detail, and extended detail information levels, all linked by a fast and easy-to-use drill-down engine that allows you to quickly comb through multiple layers of data. Only Vanguard Analyzer lets you choose to work with either a live log or optimized extract database so that you can investigate same-day security events without having to wait for the daily extract to be generated. Select from a library of reports designed for conducting a wide range of security investigations or create custom reports without programming. Advisor's ability to produce off-the-shelf or custom reports together with powerful masking, multi-level sorting, and drill-down capabilities gives security personnel unprecedented power to locate and analyze security events. Concerned about Sarbanes-Oxley IT controls over critical resources, you can use the access violation report shown on the screen to identify those users that have been attempting to access resources they're unauthorized to do so, and quickly email this report to the resource owners for proper investigation. Moving on to slide 19, Vanguard's Analyzer product is an advanced security analysis solution that performs a comprehensive systems integrity, verification, and auditing assessment of both ZOS and RACF environments. Vanguard Analyzer presents audit findings in a priority list and offers smart assist with expert policy implementation guidelines based on best practice from Vanguard and Vanguard's worldwide customer base, some of the largest Fortune 500 companies. The smart assist at the most granular level describes in detail the risk that's being identified, the explanation, what it means, and the user action to remediate that particular risk, all high-level English that's easy to understand. The Enforcer product on slide 20 is a proven intrusion detection and management solution for monitoring security policy implementation. Originally designed or developed with NASA to protect critical mission data, Enforcer monitors, detects, and responds to unwanted policy changes. The first step is to use Enforcer to build policy baselines from an existing RACF policy. Once the baseline is established, Enforcer automatically detects a deviation from the policy baseline. Enforcer supports a passive response mode where an email alert is issued upon detection of a deviation. And remember, this type of deviation that we're referring to is an authorized user making an unauthorized change to policy. Enforcer also supports autocorrect response mode. Not only does it detect a deviation, but it provides email notification and also restores the policy to its original baseline automatically. With Enforcer, oversight is performed by the system automatically so that corporate executives have faith that IT controls are in place and are protecting the critical information assets, such as those found in financial reports. You know when key policies are compromised. Moving on to slide 21, and in conclusion, Vanguard Security Solutions is a complete security management solution. Security administration, two key tools for reducing the time and cost associated with routine security and advanced security administration. Key auditing, integrity auditing, and compliance functions allow you to identify your system vulnerabilities before the auditors. And, of course, Enforcer provides intrusion detection management solution to help you lock down your security policies and your IT controls and a full raft of compliance reporting solutions. It helps you address the most stringent security requirements and enforce best practice. Reduces the cost and complexity of RACF security administration. Reduces human errors that might go undetected and facilitate a security intrusion. And lastly, provides a technology foundation to implement a more balanced security program. Back to our original graphic, one of the biggest challenges was to buy back time from the existing security staff so that you can be more proactive in doing your own audits and analysis of your vulnerabilities, implementing mediation strategies using Vanguard Administrator, and then locking down your policies with Enforcer. Vanguard Security Solutions gives you a complete suite of products to put your security program back in balance. And now advancing to slide 22, Mike will discuss compliance from a software asset management perspective. Mike?
Thank you, Tim. Now I'm going to discuss software asset management compliance from two perspectives. Software asset management has really two areas of impact from a compliance point of view. The first and very significant one is the worldwide impact of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, Section 404. And I say worldwide because the Sarbanes-Oxley Act is really requiring organizations, publicly traded organizations, to have transparent and visible accounting processes. What's required is that organizations must really do a much better job of tracking and managing their software assets. Organizations have typically done a fairly good job of accounting and tracking and auditing physical assets in inventories and so on, and accounting organizations and audit teams and so on are used to that. But understanding and managing software assets, an intangible, is a whole new area of concern and issues that are being forced to come out into the open due to the Sarbanes-Oxley regulations and things relating around that. I've just had a conversation with a leading IT asset management consultant who has explained to me that her business practice over the last few quarters has been dramatically increasing in helping organizations manage their IT assets, and in particular their software assets, in this whole new world that's being required by the Sarbanes-Oxley law. Now, this has a worldwide impact in that organizations and countries around the world are adopting laws that are similar to Sarbanes-Oxley, but also any organization that requires or looks to try to acquire capital on the global marketplace must meet the standards that are set primarily by the U.S. law, meaning Sarbanes-Oxley, in order to attract appropriate capital. So that, in essence, there's a strong need to do a much better job of managing software assets from a compliance and really from a reporting and operational point of view from the accounting perspective. Now, there's also vendor contract compliance. Vendors are looking to make sure that their products are being deployed appropriately and they're receiving appropriate compensation for those products that are deployed. What can happen is that most organizations have difficulty managing that from a very detailed perspective and can end up having to pay unbudgeted or unexpected software use fees. This can be an unfortunate event and can be very disruptive to an organization when things aren't budgeted for it. It's a very difficult thing to deal with. And organizations that are exposed to those kinds of audits find themselves working through very hard to be able to make sure that it can be done. It's much better to manage it from a proactive point of view. On the distributed sides of the environment, there is organizations out there that will basically make public some non-compliance issues, which can be very messy from an image perspective. Now, those are the two major areas of dealing with compliance from a software asset management point of view. And if you can really think from an accounting perspective, you think of managing your invoices. When you get an invoice from a software vendor, you need to really manage it from all the way from when that invoice comes in, verifying that it's installed properly and who is using that software, and linking that back up to the original contract that you negotiated. All of that requires a very sound accounting practice and needs to really to be able to help you meet these two challenges in compliance from a software perspective. Now, moving on to the next slide is a description of a graphical representation of what software asset management is really about. Software asset management fits within the IT service management structure of Tivoli and deals specifically with the operational and financial areas of managing software assets. This is not dealing with patch management, software distribution, and so on, but really relating to software assets to themselves and their contracts and the costs that represent it. The reasons for it's a growing discipline is that as hardware costs tend to decrease, software costs have tended to increase. And the fundamental driver for all of us in dealing with it is really represented by this quote from Gartner, in that enterprises that begin an asset management program experience up to 30% reduction in costs in the first year and continue savings of 5 to 10% for the next 5 years. Moving on to the next slide is a graphical description of how Tivoli's unique end-to-end approach helps manage software assets. What's unique about Tivoli is that we offer you the three key questions, the foundation questions of information that are needed to do effective software asset management. The first is helping you find out what software products you have installed. Basically, where is it installed? And the next key question we answer is who is actively using that software? Use activity information is really essential. Knowing a product is installed is one thing, but being able to take effective action, you need to know whether that software is being used or not. If it's something that's not being used, that's obviously an opportunity to save some money and to deinstall a product. Conversely, the last thing you want to do is deinstall a product that's actively being used for a critical application. The third key element of information you need is linking inventory and use activity information to your software contracts. Knowing what the license rights that you have for that particular software product linked with inventory and use information provides you the full picture of information in order to manage software assets from a compliance perspective. Now, moving on to slide 24, you will see a description of the IT asset management products that Tivoli offers. The first being, from a mainframe perspective, IBM Tivoli Compliance Manager for ZOS, formerly known as Soft Audit for ZOS. And from a distributed perspective, IBM Tivoli License Compliance Manager. These two products provide you the inventory and use information. The information from these products are linked to a product called IBM Contract Compliance Manager, formerly known as Isogon Vista. These three products combine to provide you the three key sets of information: inventory, use activity, and contract and license information. Now, moving on to slide 26 is a kind of a graphical representation of what customers have been able to achieve by using these products. First, in this case, is a large international insurance company that has been able to manage their Z-Series software costs effectively to help them grow. In essence, they've been able to manage these costs and be able to reduce their cost per MIP over time. What they've been able to do also with be able to having these products is that they make sure that their compliance issues are dealt with before they become something that has to deal with vendors or with their auditors. And finally, they're able to negotiate and manage their environments so that they can keep their costs under control. Now, moving on to slide 27 are really the key areas of what software asset management does for you. From a compliance risk reduction, as we talked about before, there are two key areas: software vendor license compliance audits, making sure that you can proactively manage them ahead of time, and then the worldwide impact of Sarbanes-Oxley. In other words, making sure that you pass internal and external audits. There's also the software cost management perspective. In this area, you can help manage your overall growing software costs by doing things that, first off, what we call the low-hanging fruit, by identifying and reducing no and low-use software. Secondly, you can manage efficient server consolidations. As we consolidate data centers and servers, understanding how the software use activity is out there and managing that consolidation so that it's done in a cost-effective manner can save significant amounts of money. Also is related to software and hardware capacity upgrades. As your demands and growth in the Z-Series and in the distributed environment continues to grow capacity, knowing where to deploy software and deploying it effectively can help you manage and control costs. Further, knowing software inventory and use activity combined with your contracts can help you with your contract negotiations with your vendors and also help you do things of simplification of your environments, which helps manage your overall cost by reducing the number of vendors you have and working through competitive replacement processes. Finally, these two areas, compliance risk reduction and software cost management, really help you do what we talked about earlier in the presentation, and that is create opportunities for you to invest limited resources in the projects that you would like to do. Effective software asset management helps you control software costs and free up funds to spend on projects that you would like to get done. Now, moving on to slide 28, it's a graphical review of how the three key sets of software asset management information be helpful in your environment. The first, in the upper left-hand quadrant, we have a view of software assets really from a perspective of I have it installed, I'm using it, and I'm contracted for it. This is a good thing. You've got it all done properly, and things are going along fine, but you can still get benefits from software asset management by doing invoice validation and leveraging your contract negotiations. In the upper right-hand quadrant is the situation where I have it installed, I'm using it, but I've found out that I'm not contracted for it. This is an issue of compliance from a software license management perspective. This is an area where you can get unbudgeted software expenses and can be very embarrassing and very difficult to manage in your environment. Moving on to slide 29. You'll get a perspective of software success stories. The first is a large financial software institution that was able to establish a repository to help track their software assets and link the inventory and use activity information to their contracts and verify that they were in good shape from a compliance point of view and proactively manage it so that whenever a vendor came in to try to do audits, they had the proof right in front of them and they could manage it accordingly. Moving on to slide 30 is a success story from Tata Consulting Services. This is an example of a government regulation that's not necessarily Sarbanes-Oxley, but is similar to it in that it's an organization that wanted to make sure they could be listed on an Indian stock exchange. And to do that, it had to satisfy that they had appropriate accounting standards in place so that they could manage a significant cost in their environment, which is, of course, software. So that they need to have tools in place, meaning inventory, use activity, and contract information to prove that they were managing compliance on a proactive basis. So moving on to slide 31 is really kind of a summary chart of what software asset management really does and how Tivoli helps in that process. Software costs are very difficult to control. The primary reason they're difficult to control is that they're intangible assets. You need to be able to convert intangibles into concrete information, and that's what Tivoli's inventory and use activity products do. They provide you the information that you need, solid information you need in order to start managing your assets. And what these combined products do is essentially provide you software costs. You can manage contracts, compliance, exposure proactively, and with that software cost savings, you'll be able to spend your limited funds on activities that make more sense and deal with all those other issues that you have to manage. Now, thank you very much for your time. Tim and I appreciate that you're spending this afternoon or this morning with us, and we now would like to take your questions. I'll hand over the call to the moderator. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Now we'd like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. We do ask that you please listen to all the options before making your selection. So here we go. Please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. Or if it was low, press star 3. We'll pause for just a moment. For our next question, how was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. Or if it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. For our next question, do you have any tools today for RAC-F administration or software asset management? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. And for our fourth question, if your answer was yes, which tools do you use? If IBM, press star 1. If CA, press star 2. If BMC, press star 3. If HP, press star 4. Or if other, press star 5. For our next question, what is your level of satisfaction with your current software asset management or RAC-F admin solutions? If high, press star 1. If medium, press star 2. Or if low, press star 3. And we'll pause again for just a moment. For our next question, which describes your current environment as it relates to evaluating network management tools alternatives? If you're looking for new tools or enhanced functionality to support my software asset management or RAC-F admin needs, press star 1. If you do not require new tools or enhanced functionality to support my software asset management or RAC-F admin needs, press star 2. And for our final question today, we hope you have enjoyed the teleconference. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If your answer is yes, press star 1, or if no, press star 2. And that does conclude our survey today. Thank you all for your participation. Now let's move on to your questions. If you do have a question today, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone at any time. Once again, just press star 1 if you have any questions. We'll pause for just a moment. Gentlemen, we have no questions at this time, but once again, I'd like to remind everyone, please press star 1 now if you do have a question. And gentlemen, your lines are open.
This is Mike Zelle. As you're formulating your questions, there's a typical question that I usually get when we're talking about how to manage compliance or costs in the software asset management area. And the basic question a lot of people ask is, where do I start? And what I've been told by customers that have been quite successful is that they really look at two areas to help them get going in software asset management. The first is to sort of focus in on areas where you spend the largest portion of your software budget dollars. Look for those areas basically where you get the largest either exposure from a compliance point of view or a cost reduction opportunities. And then secondly, focus in in areas that you can relatively easily implement. And the reason for that is to develop early successes that you can help talk about and improve your software asset management process and get endorsement from other areas in the organization. Now, typically for large organizations, to meet those two criteria, a lot of organizations tend to focus in on the mainframe. And the reason for that is that the budgets are relatively large, and also it's relatively easy to, because it's a controlled environment, to get a good understanding of software that's deployed, and then using the tool sets, it's helpful, very easy to get usage information and then start taking action. In the distributed environment, there are some great opportunities out there, but there's a lot of administrative effort because of the large number of individual nodes that are out there. And usually what organizations find is that, if anything, they have over-licensed in that environment and end up having cost reduction opportunities to it, and instead of worrying about a compliance issue. So those are just, that's just a tidbit on how, on some ideas on how to get started.
And we do have a question from Sean L. Tucker with Univar USA Incorporated.
Hi. The question I had, I was wondering the difference. Are these two different packages, or is it a combined thing? I'm interested, based on what I do at this company, in the security Vanguard side of things, but the asset management, it doesn't fall into my team's realm. So I want to know how are they sold together, or how does that work?
I'll take that. This is Mike Zelli. There are two separate product offerings, and there are two separate tool sets that help you from the Vanguard point of view to helping you with security issues, and the Tivoli products represent areas to, that help you in the software asset management area. They're both related in the sense that these tools are quite helpful in managing compliance from that are facing organizations today that have been relatively new issues that have popped up over the last few years. Did I answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. And as a reminder, if you do have a question today, please press star one now. We'll go next to Maria Bender with EDS.
Hi. I don't want to get too technical here, but I was wondering if you could explain how you're going to improve your detection for usage in the software compliance license product. I find that in the past it's been lacking, especially for VM, there's nothing or very little. And in the MVS world, there's many products that are not included in the product, so you can't, I mean, I want to see it more robust, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Yeah, this is Mike Zelli, and I'm assuming you're talking about the Tivoli License Compliance Manager for ZOS product.
Yeah, sorry, I kind of
yeah,
blame
no, that's
there.
Fine. there are two elements to answer your question. The first piece is just, as if I understood you correctly, is the identification of specific products.
Yes.
And that's an ongoing effort that we're continually doing to improve what we call something called a knowledge base.
Right.
And one of the things that, and you're probably used to the product from when it used to be run by Isagon, and now it's part of the IBM family of products.
Right.
IBM is making a significant investment in improving the levels of the identification of the knowledge base. It will never be something we're going to be 100% correct on, but there's a significant effort going on to, just because there's change always out there. But we're really worth spending a lot of time and effort to improve that.
It seems to be, I know it's a moving target, the knowledge database. There's quarterly updates right now. Is there a plan to make that more like a monthly or just more frequent update?
Yes, there's an overall plan to do that, but I can't tell you right now when that's all going to be happening. One of the things that you'd notice is that we're interconnecting these products that handle it on the distributed side and also on the mainframe side.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a knowledge-based team that is working together to improve the processes and the infrastructure that we have to provide information, you know, on a more rapid basis than exists today.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And then also just that you also have the ability to identify products or in-house applications also in both products. The use activity information is all, you know, all picks up and is pulled together, but the core of it is the identification.
And, gentlemen, there are no further questions at this time. Mr. Zelli, I'll turn it back to you for any closing comments.
All right. Well, Tim and I want to thank you all for your time. We appreciate you spending the time to go through the survey portion. It helps us improve these teleconferences in the future. And just want to thank you very much, and we wish you all the best as you work through the issues of compliance from a security point of view and from a software asset management point of view, and we wish you a great day. Thank you.
Thank you once again. That does conclude today's conference. Thank you all for joining.